Use Mathematics and Science, Section 18. Define Methods of Heat Transfer. Methods of Heat Transfer. There are three different ways heat can be transferred from one substance to another or from one place to another: conduction, convection, and radiation. As a tradesperson, you need to be aware that various heat exchange processes are possible between a building and the external environment. Heat flows by direct conduction through various solid building elements such as walls, roof, ceiling, floor, etc. Heat transfer also occurs from different surfaces by convection and radiation. As well, solar radiation is transmitted through transparent windows and is absorbed by the internal surfaces of the building. There may be evaporation of water that results in a connective cooling effect. Heat is also gained in the space due to the presence of human occupants and the heat given off by lights and equipment. The interaction between a human body and the indoor environment is extensive. Due to metabolic activities, the body continuously produces heat, part of which is utilized through work, while the remainder is dissipated to the environment in maintaining body temperature. The body exchanges heat with its surroundings by convection, radiation, evaporation, and conduction. As heat is lost, one feels cool. During periods of heat gain from one's surroundings, the rate of body heat loss lessens, and a person feels hot and begins to perspire. Perspiration causes evaporation on the skin, creating a natural cooling effect. Conduction. Thermal conduction is the process of heat transfer from one part of an object at a higher temperature to another, or between objects in direct contact at a lower temperature. This happens with negligible movement of the molecules in the object because the heat is transferred from one molecule to another in contact with it. Heat can be conducted through solids. Liquids and gases, however, some materials conduct more rapidly than others do. Materials with tight molecular structures lend themselves better to conduction. For example, metals are good conductors, while woods act as insulators. Metals conduct heat away from an object quickly, like your hand producing a cold sensation. Wood does not conduct heat away from your hands as well as metals, so wood, even at the same temperature, feels warmer and the metal. Convection. In fluids, thermal energy is transferred from warm areas to cooler areas by convection. Convection occurs when warmer areas of a liquid or gas rise to cooler areas in a liquid or gas. Cooler liquid or gas then takes the place of the warmer areas that have risen higher due to a drop in density. This results in a continuous circulation pattern called a convection current. A domestic water heater is a good example of these convection currents. The burner in the combustion chamber produces hot flue gases resulting from the combustion process. These flue gases transfer their heat to the water in the bottom of the heater initially by conduction. The hot water at the bottom of the heater has a reduction in density compared to the cooler water and rises to the top of the heater. The denser, cooler water then drops to the lower portion of the heater where it is also heated. As layers of temperatures develop within the tank, the result is termed temperature stratification. Eventually, the whole tank will be heated to the tank set point. The hot water collects at the top of the tank from where it is distributed to the plumbing fixtures as required. Another good example of convection is in a hydronic heating system using radiators or convectors. The room air surrounding the warm convector is heated and rises to the ceiling level. As the warm air loses its heat to the cooler window area and outside wall, it drops to the floor, becoming more dense, where it is drawn into the convector to be heated again and complete the cycle, providing comfort. Radiation. The third major form of heat transfer is radiation, which includes both visible and invisible light waves and invisible light waves such as UV and infrared light. The sun transfers heat to the planets through millions of miles of space by radiation. This amount of heat transfer cannot occur via convection or by conduction, as both require either the movement of material from one place to another or the collisions of molecules within the material. Often, the energy of heat is visible as light, such as that coming from a hot campfire. This light, being a wave, carries energy. When this light reaches you, part of the energy of the wave gets converted back into heat, which is why you feel warm sitting beside a campfire. Some of the light can be in the form of visible light that we can see, but a great deal of the light emitted is infrared light, whose longer wavelength is detectable only with special infrared detectors. The hotter the object is, the less infrared light is emitted and the more visible light. For example, human beings at a temperature of about 37 degrees Celsius emit almost exclusively infrared light, which is why we don't see each other glowing in the dark. On the other hand, the hot filament of a light bulb emits considerably more visible light.